The following is a paid program, and the views expressed do not necessarily represent the opinions of the management of this station or PAML Broadcasting. It's time now to take a journey into getting healthier and living a life that feels better and functions better. It's time to maximize your health with Dr. Eric Ashburn.
Good morning, everybody. Welcome to Maximize Your Health Radio. I'm your weekly health coach, Dr. Eric Ashburn. I'm excited. I say that every single week, but I truly am, man. I have the ability to help you change your life. That's the goal. Make you healthier, make you function better. You know, I know a lot of people, they're stuck, they're struggling, they're in pain. Their marriages are stressed because of that. They're making less money because they can't work. I want you to thrive. I want you to have a great, great life. And the biggest issue, I'm going to get into a few things early in the show, but the biggest issue, people struggle in ways they don't know how to get out of. Because if you can get out of it, guess what? You'd be out of it. That's for sure. So you learn to live in this place of dealing with the issue but not making progress. So I'm going to share the biggest issue, the biggest debilitator, the biggest thing in our country that people are struggling with, and they don't want to talk about it, is weight issues. Holding on to weight around their stomach, around their gut, their butt. And we got to a point where it's near impossible to lose that weight. I'll tell you what I mean. There's a lot of people out there who could. Maybe it's not you, and maybe you don't like this person, but there's people out there who could lose weight if they just ate less food. Maybe they had less dessert, or every day they eat junk food and tons of it, and they're just putting on weight. The deal is, if they eat better food, they lose weight. They have a good metabolism. Hate to say it, that metabolism that works for them, if they just ate better food, life would be better. And for most of you, that's not the reason anymore. For most people that have these things, the problem is not the fact that you're undisciplined. You know, you're not undisciplined. It's not because you're not working out hard enough. It's not because you aren't, you know, focused on eating the right things. You have serious metabolic damage that you have to overcome interventionally. Just like if you have cancer, you can eat better, but it isn't going to change the fact that you have cancer. You might need to do interventional care. So when you're dealing with weight loss, a lot of people, they have to do stuff interventionally, because if they don't do it, they won't be able to lose the weight. So this is a very important thing. I have so many people, I wish I could get on the radio right now. They've cried. They told me so much how their life has transformed drastically. They lost weight. They learned exactly how to keep it off. They learned how to lose weight, go out to dinner, go out to parties, and not, you could splurge and eat bad stuff or whatever, and then how to walk it back to a good metabolism. Once your metabolism is working for you, then at that point in time, you don't have to worry about focusing so hard and eating everything perfect, as long as you don't go off the deep end and mess up again. So, you know, I grew up in an overweight family. My family was overweight. And I understand this stuff. I understand that it has not just health issues, it has emotional issues as well. And, you know, you probably heard the joke, disease runs in my family because no one runs. So that was us, right? Eventually, my parents and stuff, we ate poorly. But I started putting on weight when I was probably 10, 11, 12 years old. But I decided to make a change. Man, I said, my personality type was one that was not going to allow that weight to stay in my body. I want to change it, want to be healthier. And I did, right? I started doing things like I started doing sit-ups. I started going for walks. I played a lot of sports. And eventually, I lost the weight and got healthy. And I think it was my journey into what I'm doing now, really. Because what I'm doing now is focus on helping other people. What I learned over 40, 50 years and how to help myself. And then I went to college. Obviously, 9 years of college. All that education to get a degree to hang on the wall so I could help you with more authority, I guess. But the deal is, this information, it's priceless. So many people are out there struggling. Listen to gym bros on the radio, listen to podcasts. I know this information. I went to college for 9 years. I've been studying this information for the past 40 years. Trust me, I got it down. And this information I'm going to share with you will transform your life and your health. And you're going to lose weight very quickly if you follow it. I promise you, you'll lose weight very, very quickly if you follow this information. So, the big issue, I'm going to start with the big issue. So many people face challenges to their metabolism that previous generations just didn't. You know, my grandfather, grandmother didn't have weight issues, and they could eat whatever they wanted. The food was good. They didn't have weight issues. So now we're becoming more obese, more sick, and more medicated than ever before. And what's the answer? Another medication. It's only getting worse. So what we're doing now, it's a definition of insanity. If you keep applying more of what we're doing now, it's not going to get better. So why is this happening? It's real important to understand why. So you have, we have all the stressors. We have constant emotional stress. We have toxins in our environment creating chemical stress, processed foods, modern physical challenges like sitting all the time, not moving, not getting out, exercising, not moving. Exercise wasn't even a word 100 years ago. We just move more, and it wreaks havoc on our hormones and it crushes our metabolism. So using the old generic weight loss methods can actually make the problem worse because it adds more stress to your body and causes even further hormonal damage. So there's thousands. I mean, there's so many weight loss programs out there trying to take your money from you, trying to get you to lose weight. But basically, they don't address the root cause, and you can never lose. You can lose weight a little bit, but it always comes back with ferocity. So eventually, many people get so frustrated, they give up on it. And the research shows more people have given up on it and said, "Don't shame me. I don't want to shame you. I love you. I truly do. If you know how much I cared about you, I don't know you right now, but I care about you and your success and being healthier, making this world a better place. Because when you're healthier, you're more emotionally available. You have a better mindset for helping other people out. And that's the ultimate goal. It isn't about dropping weight. It's about being healthier, feeling good about yourself, and being just the best person you're designed to be. So this way you can help other people out. So I'm going to get into this concept. Very, very important concept. So hang in there. But it's called the hard loser concept. And when your hormones are imbalanced, so your hormones aren't working for you, they're working against you, and your body composition is shifted, you have more fat in your body than muscle, and it's distributed across your body improperly. Basically, this process, we call it a hard loser concept. So if you feel like this describes you, you're definitely not alone. I mean, the majority of people have fallen into this metabolism, a damaged metabolism, and they have disease and other processes because of it. But it basically started because the food messed up their metabolism, probably messed up your metabolism. And if you don't address getting that corrected, you're never going to lose weight, you're never going to get healthier. So the solution. So what can you do? You know, we need our hormones back. You know, we need our hormones back. Come on back. You need to come back to me, and we need to get your hormones back balanced and reduce the toxic burden that's on our bodies. So there's a few strategies I'm going to talk about. One is we need to decrease our toxin exposure. And I talked about that last week in the show about having a home that has fewer toxins. Our home's 10 times more toxic, believe it or not, than the external environment outside our windows. So how to make that better? And one of the things you could do is, you know, open up your windows, everything in the home I covered last week. A few other things are choose organic foods whenever you can. Whenever you can, choose organic foods. There's also a few more things you can go to Environmental Working Group, and it's a great resource, and they'll tell you what foods aren't as toxic for you. I'm not saying as all the nutrients you should have, but what foods aren't as toxic for you. So go to EWG, I think it's .org. Environmental Working Group's excellent. Another thing is you got to avoid the hormone disruptors like soy. Soy is a major hormone disruptor. Plastics, harsh chemicals found in the air, skincare products, cleaning care products. There's so many harsh chemicals around us. Basically, the mindset is use stuff that was more natural that we would have used 100 years ago. So if you're cleaning your home, don't spray it with bleach, right? Spray it with lemon, vinegar, certain things like that can kill the bacteria as well, and it's much more natural for you. You got to limit your exposure, especially this spring, wanting to take care of our lawns, to herbicides, pesticides. Got to get rid of nonstick pans, get rid of all the fabric treatments and not the stain resistant treatments. You got to get rid of those fabrics and go to sources like Quince. Quince.com has natural cotton fabrics and wool fabrics, and it's much healthier for you. You need to change these things up. That'll decrease the toxins that are making you hold on to weight because it's disrupting how your hormones are working for you, so that we can get them back to working for you instead of against you. Next thing up is you need to adopt sustainable eating patterns. And these are two major things when you're healthy, if you eat these two ways. Now, I'm not going to get into great detail, but these are very good ways. Many of you heard these ways of eating better, and it works very good when you have a good weight, you don't have a damaged metabolism, and you're healthy. But number one is intermittent fasting. So if you have intermittent fasting, which means eating for 8 hours a day, and I even got into 2 weeks ago, I got into chrono nutrition, which means eating at certain times of the day, then it's going to help you be much healthier. And also eating a more paleo lifestyle, which basically means fruit, vegetables, meats, just natural stuff. Avoid grains, dairy. Some people like dairy and paleo. I don't really like it. And simple processed foods like sugars. All right. So all this is very important. If you did those two things, you're going to be much, much healthier. Decrease your toxin exposure and adopt sustainable eating patterns. That's two very important things. But here's the deal. For the majority of you listening right now, I guarantee it, even following all the steps that I just spoke about, you might lose weight a little bit, but you're going to gain it back. It's going to come back with a vengeance. It's going to bring its friends with it. You're going to gain probably more weight because you stress your body even more trying to diet conventionally. And it could really mess you up emotionally as well as physiologically. If that sounds familiar, you may be what I call a hard loser, right? So counting calories, which is what most nutritionists want you to do, doubling down at the gym, probably is not going to move the needle for you. It's probably going to mess you up further. So you have to reframe weight loss so you can crack the code. And when you do that, the weight will fall off and stay off. So a couple things you have to do, right? I'm going to talk about what we do differently, you know, and how we do a 90-day process with our patients. And the 90-day process, we use specific individualized testing to understand your unique metabolism. So it tells you exactly what nutrients you're deficient in, tells you exactly what's going on with your metabolism. And it's very unique. That's how we differentiate ourselves from other systems. So we figure out exactly which micronutrients, which everybody is incredibly deficient in nutrients because our soil is completely depleted of these nutrients. So we test you to find out exactly where you're deficient, and we plug those things in specifically for you. So this way your metabolism is happier, it's healthier, you have a better chance of getting your hormones working for you. Second, we have coaching. So daily coaching. Now, for those of you who are listening who have used coaches in your past, even teachers and coaches for sports, they help. Well, I'll tell you what coaches do. This is a quick hack. You think about this. Coaches help you to get to where you want to be quicker. So a lot of you can figure this stuff out potentially, although most of our population is having a very difficult time figuring this out, but you can figure it out potentially, but it may take you 10 years. A coach can have you figured out in 3 months, 6 months, and there's value in that. So I use coaches in my life to get me to a place quicker. I pay coaches money because it can get me to a place quicker. And this way it has a lot of value to me getting there quicker because you're going to earn money or be healthy, whatever your goal is, if you get there sooner. All right. So you have daily coaching through each step. And a coach is walking on the same path as you, but they're much further ahead than you. And they'll tell you where to avoid, where not to step, all those things in the path to help you have great success. Next thing is we remap your metabolism. So complete metabolic remapping, and it recalibrates your body. It gets your body, you store your fat differently in your body, you get leaner, you have better lean mass. And that's my biggest problem with GLP-1s. GLP-1 drugs are destroying people's health. Ozempic, Wegovy, all those drugs you hear about that are you know, exciting, all this stuff you hear exciting. I know so many people that come to see me who are destroyed. Their metabolism is destroyed. And even if you're taking GLP-1s, you need to fix your metabolism or else I guarantee if you're taking GLP-1, you are scared to death of ever getting off of it. So you know if you get off of it, your weight's going to skyrocket because your metabolism is so damaged and you have no muscle. Up to 70% of the weight you lose is muscle and organ weight. So you don't lose that much fat. You get lighter. But you know, you lose other things that make your body much less healthy. So it's so important to get off GLP-1s. Don't get on them in the first place. Eventually, in a few years, just like every other weight loss drug you're going to hear, all the lawsuits are coming and everybody suffered. But the deal is you don't want to be that person who suffered. Next thing is I call it an Ivy League level education. Now, I don't know how Ivy League, I don't know how they educate people, but I like our education process quite a bit. We teach you how to stay healthy and lean even after the program ends. So a lot of our clients, it's a 90-day process, but we're with you for like a year after that. So if you want to call us up, whatever, we're always there for you. We find that incredibly valuable. People tell us that means everything to them because afterwards, many weight loss programs, you feel like you're out in the ocean all alone. You have no idea what to do. I say, call us up anytime you want. We're there for you. We'll help you out. But the key is by that time, you should be educated enough to go out to eat, go to parties, go to events, and you're going to maintain that lean body and you'll be much healthier and healthier. So this isn't a quick fix, you know, our program, and it's not like a discount plan. It's not like the $10 a month. We carefully built this to create a long-term massive change. We want you to be incredibly successful for the rest of your life. We don't want you to every year come in and have to do it all over again. We want you to have a metabolism that works for you and then you never have to come in again. I know that's bad business. Because I care about you, I want you to have a change that lasts forever. So basically, it's over the course of 90 days, that process, we want to break you free from a damaged metabolism and all those crash diets and get you much, much healthier. So basically, if you want to come in and go through the process, you know, I'm going to open up 10 appointment times now. And that first visit is about $200 to meet with our coach. And I feel that's I have no problem with that. It's incredibly worth it. People come in and they're like, my gosh, you guys should charge more. $200 to meet with a coach, go through the entire initial process. We have technology that'll show you exactly where you're deficient, exactly which supplements and nutrients you need to get your metabolism working for you again. They'll go over a weight loss protocol, right? What you're supposed to be eating every step of the way, which foods you're supposed to be eating, unique to you. But basically, I'm going to do that first visit for, I'm going to do it for free. So the first 10 callers, I'm going to do it for free, normally $200. Just give us a call and we'll get back to you Monday morning. So expect a call Monday morning, and you can call us or you can text us, whatever you want to do. But the number is 845-896-1200. Now, the first 10 people who call, we're going to give you that free visit. We get tons of calls. Trust me, you want to be one of the first people because we get tons of calls, and we'll get back to you. We'll say, we'll set it up. $200 is still worth it. I guarantee you, if you change your life, it's nothing. But the first 10 people will do it completely free. So call us or text us at 845-896-1200. Text us the word loss, L-O-S-S, or just leave us a message. Say, I heard Dr. Ashburn on the radio. I need to change my life. I want you to help me out with that. And we'll get back to you Monday morning and help you do that. So once again, the number is 845-896-1200. And if you want to learn more about us, go to HudsonValleyWeightLoss.com and you can find out more there. Now, one of the things I want to tell you is I've opened up my schedule. I do it every spring to go speak in the communities. So I speak in churches. I speak in people's homes. Get in a big enough group, I'll go to your home and we'll speak. I say the group has to be 10 or more people, but get a big enough crowd at a people at a home, or maybe a different, whatever space you have at your business. I speak at business all the time, and I'll come in and show you exactly how to lose weight. Many businesses and groups, they set up a thing with people, and it's a challenge. You do a challenge and see who loses the most weight, who gets healthiest, whatever you want to do. But I'll come in and share this information even in much more detail, and I'll brighten up your environment. I'll help you guys learn how to lose weight and be healthy. And then, you know, if you want to come in, you could do that. But the deal is, call the office, same number, 845-896-1200, and say, I'd love for Dr. Ashburn to come in, speak at my home, my church, whatever it is. I speak at my church all the time, and we'll get in there and I'll do the talk. And we'll try to change some lives. That's always the goal. Try to change some lives and get you guys much healthier and moving in the right direction. All right. For all of you people who work, you got to retire. No, I don't like that. I think I'll never retire. Honestly, I love what I do because it's my purpose. It's my passion. I'm excited. I go to the office every day. I map my day around going to the office. I eat incredibly healthy, so I have a sharp mind when I'm in the office, so I could be there to serve my people, get them as healthy as I possibly can get them, try to help you be as well as you can possibly be. But I tell you, I have so many people that come to see me who are in tons of pain and they want out. Yeah, I'm in pain, I want out. But I don't know if that's the best question. Now, if you're working, this is a major thing. If you're working, you have a bad neck. Now, I'm not, even if you have no pain, you got a bad neck. I know that's confusing, but I'm going to tell you what I mean by that. If you're over a screen, if you're on a phone, if you come home and watch TV with your head cranked forward, you're building your muscles, joints, ligaments, tendons, all the supportive tissues to hold your head in front of your body, which stresses your brainstem out, damages your spinal cord, and messes with your health. Now, that's a lot there. I'm going to break it all down. I'm going to kind of dissect it, but it messes with your health and it creates disease and damage, poor health, lack of focus, inability to breathe as well as you should. Your heart doesn't work as well, and every other thing in your body suffers. So what happens when you have that forward head carry? Your head goes forward and all the muscles, ligaments, and tendons. Now, if you can, touch the front of your neck. So all those muscles, the ligaments, the supportive tissue, you feel your trachea, your voice box, all that stuff, it gets shortened, it kind of gets compacted, and all the stuff in your back of your neck gets lengthened. So when you stretch your neck, I never tell people to put their chin to their chest, because we're building that process to begin when we need to do the opposite. So when you're over a computer, they call it text neck, or over a screen, they call it the text neck scenario. And in my office, it's one of the worst things I see all the time. And know what people do? They come in and say, oh, I have this issue. And they say, because it just started hurting, now they have an issue. I say, your issue could have started 30 years ago. Unfortunately, you're just feeling pain now. So when do you think's the better time to take care of it? Go to a dentist and say, my tooth is hurting right here. Should I start brushing my teeth? That's a ridiculous statement, right? And the dentist is going to look at you cross-eyed. Basically, you would brush your teeth your entire life, maintaining dental health, so you don't never have to get to the point where you have pain in your tooth. But our spines, we're told to treat it differently. Wait until you have pain. Wait until you have a major issue. Wait until you have a disc issue and then take care of it. I have to ask you a serious question. Seriously, what's more important to your health, your teeth or your central nervous system? I mean, hopefully you're answering that question. Central nervous system is most important all day long. Your brain runs, every cell in your entire body is run by your brain. Simply every cell. So if you don't feel disease, it's all right. You're moving towards it if you have damage to your spine. So if you, as you damage the spine, as you stretch out your spinal cord, as you damage discs, which compress the nerves coming off of there, it's going to create more and more issues, more and more health problems, more and more pain issues. And by the time you feel pain, they say 60 to 30% is the function you have. In your liver, they say you can lose 70% of the function before you have pain or before a test can even tell you have something wrong. 70% loss of function. That is ridiculous. And like I say, I care about you guys a lot. And because of that, I always want to share the truth with you. So I can say, it's like your medical doctor. Oh, it's totally fine. Don't worry about it. Take this pill and you'll feel better. And you may feel better, but you're not getting healthier. Your health is declining because you feel better and you do stuff you shouldn't be doing. And that issue continues breaking down and getting worse. So I'm not going to lie to you like that. I'm going to tell you the truth. If you have any altered position in your spinal cord, it's going to alter how your brain communicates through it down to your stomach, your reproductive organs, your legs. You may have neuropathy, sciatica. That's a neurological condition. You know, you may have back pain, neurological condition, liver issues, reproductive issues. I have people that come in that have fibroids, they can't get pregnant. And I look at their spine, it's a wreck where the nerves are going to those organs. Headaches, numbness, tingling your hands, thyroid issues, anything your body's going wrong, no doubt about it, it's connected to your brain and nervous system. So if you have any pressure in anywhere your spine and nerves branching off, you need to first address that before you get put on medications. I want to say that again. You need to first address the neurological disorder before you get put on medication. So you can put on medication and your numbers may look better, but I could take that medication away and your numbers go right back to the were or worse. So you need to get your body working better, get it healthier. Now, the only way, I'm going to tell you, the only way you're going to correct this issue, because I'm talking about how bad it is, but the corrective process is simple. And you can't go to an orthopedic surgeon and say, correct my spine. They're not going to correct it. They may cut you open and fuse it, but it's not correcting it. You have to go to a specific neurologically based chiropractor, someone who really knows what they're doing, that looks at your x-rays, takes the x-rays, takes re-x-rays over time to measure your progress moving forward. So many people take an x-ray and say, you look good, whatever. They're kind of covering their butt. Not, I'll say CYA, but covering their butt is what they're doing. Basically, you need to see x-rays to see how your body's functioning, how to get it better. So you need to have that first. We in our office, we do posture scans to see how your posture's deviated as well. And then craft a very specific care plan to you as an individual to get your spine and nervous system back as close to where it should be. And we do that all day long. We do very high-level care. We care for our Olympic team. We care for major, you know, celebrities, all that stuff. And it doesn't really matter because I like caring for moms, because moms, you got the most important job in the world, caring for kids. But still, we care for all these people. You know, I've cared for Olympic teams in Colorado. We're going over to London to take care during the Olympics. So basically, we know what we're doing. We're very, very good at getting spine corrected, get you out of pain, get you functioning better. But you need, so I'm going to tell you what, don't go through life saying, I'm okay. I hate that statement. I love you, but I hate the statement because you're better than that. You know, don't go through life saying I'm okay, because I'm okay means I'll just deal with it. I have this pain and, you know, I know I'm not functioning as good as I can. And I know, yeah, I go to work, I do my job and I'm a decent mom. You know, I could be better if I was feeling better. Screw that. You know, do something to be healthier and get better. You know, I take care of so many people and their life is so much more vibrant. They're so much healthier. So many people come in, they do weight loss as something to fix their metabolism. They correct their nervous system and their health just spirals, not out of control, spirals up. And everything in their life improves drastically. They earn more money. Honestly, they earn more money. They go to work because they feel better. They're functioning better. They get more raises. If they're independently owned businesses, they make more money. So I'm telling you, you make more money, you're healthier, you like how you look, all that stuff. If you're someone who wants to try to do that, give us a call. You know, give us a call or text us at the same number I talked about earlier, but it's 845-896-1200. I'm going to do our entire exam process x-rays, neurological scan. We have devices that take pictures, measure your posture. I'll meet with you, go over your history, everything there. But just give us a call. We'll do it for free. We'll do it for free for 10 people. Just give us a call. Just as I said before, it's the first 10 people. We'll do it for free. And listen, we get many more calls than that. And we'll tell you, you can come in and pay the $150 for the exam. I'm totally cool with it, right? I think that's a totally fair amount of money to pay for the exam process we give you. But for 10 people, we only do it for radio listeners every week. I'll do it for free. So give us a call. It's 845-896-1200 or text us. Text us on that number and text us the word posture. Posture. That's my code word for us knowing that you want to come in and get checked out, get the exam. We'll do it totally for free. And what I'll do after I have all that information, I'll sit there with you and I'll say, this is what's going on with you. This is how you can be helped. This is what it'll do to help your body function better. Those digestive issues will clear up once we clear out that nervous system interference and your body will work tremendously better. Now, I do want to share one thing. You know, and you can come in and take advantage of that. But I have so many people who come in and say, can you help me? I have a major, major disc issue. They want to do surgery, blah, blah, blah. And we're bringing into our office very, very cool technology. It's called decompression technology, these big computerized tables. And they're phenomenal. If you have a major disc issue, if you have major, if they're telling you need surgery, you probably don't. You may need it, but very few people do. You know, connect with us and come in. And we'll go through all that information and we'll go through everything you need to know on how to do that program and how to get your body working better. So we're going to be scheduling that out. Those tables are coming in within the month. We're going to be scheduling those appointments out to help you function better, help you be much healthier. So as always, you can call us at 845-896-1200. We'll get you set up to learn more about decompression. And as always, if you want me to come out and talk at your church, your workplace, any place that you know, I speak all the time in front of crowds, in large groups. I'll come out. I'll talk about the decompression. I'll talk about how to be healthier. We'll get that going. The springtime is my favorite time to get out there and talk and try to bless you guys with what I've learned over the past 50 years and try to help you guys be tremendously healthier. That's what it's really about. You know, life, I say health is wealth. You walk into my office, I have all over the place. Health is wealth. Because if you don't have your health, you don't have anything. You know, many billionaires lost their health and had all the money to try to find it again. They couldn't. It was too late. So as always, guys, I love you. I appreciate you. I hope you have a truly blessed week. God bless you this week. And I'll be back, you know, speaking to you next week with more Maximize Your Health Radio.
And you've been listening to Maximize Your Health with Dr. Eric Ashburn. To hear this show again or to recommend it to your friends, visit the podcast page at WHUD.com. Tune in again next Sunday at 7 a.m. for another edition of Maximize Your Health with Dr. Eric Ashburn, right here on 100.7 WHUD.